supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, why are researchers interested in awe now?
Awe is an experience many people look for when they go on vacation, right? You pack your bags, you go, you see the Grand Canyon, or you go to the ocean. Why do we do that? Because we want the experience of awe, something new. And that experience of awe reminds us of our smallness, that we're a tiny, tiny piece of a great big world here. And it helps us reclaim our humility. It brings us joy at the same time. It's the kind of feeling where you see something for the first time and you go, ah.
Do you think it has mental health benefits to experience awe? Because that's what some of these researchers seem to be getting at.
There's no question that it has mental health benefits. You know, reclaiming our humility is a way of reclaiming our humanity. You know, they kind of both go together. We feel a sense of gratitude. We know all those things contribute to mental health, not to mention well-being.
But now people are trying to create. I was reading through some of this research, and there are people who are trying to create moments of awe in the workplace, and then there are awe walks. And where is this going to go? Is there going to be an awe app? Must we do this? Can we just look at a leaf?
So, look, babies have it. Toddlers have it. They live with it. They find awe in a key or a different color or all these things that they touch or put in their mouths. They experience awe. Everything is new to them and exciting. That's inside of us. So you don't need to go on an awe walk. Just look at the uniqueness of everything around you. You can feel awe about anything. Now, you can't live in that state, I don't think. But take a breath and just listen to the stillness inside of you that's always there.
Have you been able to rediscover awe in your life or make it perhaps a more deliberate practice?
Yes. Yeah, I have very much so, Mike, and because of existential issues mostly. I'm very much aware of my time being limited. So every time I hear that clock tick, I look outside and realize how precious everything is.
Doesn't that make the clock tick louder, though? When you look at the world and you see how beautiful it is, then I'm automatically thinking, and I only have so little time left. Mm-hmm.
And the second you think that, you're out of that world and into the world inside your head. And you never want to go there by yourself, that world. You know, it's dangerous.
So stay out with the tree.
Stay with the tree.
Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.